much more to be said on the topic of Bro, which you didn't have a chance to get to at all yesterday. So let's try to continue where we left off. Okay. We have a discussion about a very important discussion, which we didn't really even start yesterday. And that is, a fly falls into your soup. So the whole world tumbles about the fly falling into the soup. What do you do? Or falling into the cup of wine. Let's open up to the original sources and see what it says there. We'll try to come to some kind of a discussion. Both sides. It starts in a Taz, actually. You don't have the Taz in front of you, but I'll just read it to you. The simon that we're learning is primarily simon Shin Yutes and the Shin Chaf Avi. So yesterday is also involved a little bit, and Shin Chaf a little bit, but it's almost all in Shin Yutes. So the Taz at the very end, in Os Yud Gimel, says, Nofim Zvuvim Lekos, Shlo Yotzi Azvuvim Levada Menakos. The Havale Kibor of Solis, Yikach Min Amashkech Tasi Mohem. Those are the words of the Taz at the very end of Simon Shin Yutes. This din, the Taz quotes at the very end of Shin Yutes, it's called Tzivkotin Yud Gimel, is also found in the Bar Heitev. But instead of being at the very end of the Simon, where the Taz is found, the Bar Heitev is found here at the very beginning of the Simon. The very beginning of the Simon. Bar Heitev says over here, at the beginning of Simon Shin Yutes, in Sivkot and Beis. Umaritatz, it's Maritzalon, Shom, in the standard Berhetiv, it's column 2, top of column 2, page 278. Hiti lahoster atzira. Tzira's a wasp, same as a zvuv. Minakos v'shabas mitamachem. Ein brere belach. Now it's a poem over here. The Gabbas at Siroy Yishalach, the Poskan Chumash. That's Parshas Ekev, I believe it is. So it's a rhyme. The Lo Shayach Breira Ele B'Mashat Tzorach LeFashmesh V'Livror. Avadavash at Tzof L'Mala Kfar Boru V'Avle K'Mashkul B'Nisa Mechalova. Gmar Brachas. The Yed Zabori, taking a hair out of milk. This goes back to yesterday's Shir, Rabosai. Yorach HaShulchan Zvar, we quote him, it's not the only one. That the whole definition of Borah is you have to search to take something out. It requires a search and selection process. Here, it's what do you call over here? It's Kvar Boru. You don't have to do Brer, it's Kvar Boru. It's already clearly discernible. We spoke about yesterday the Chumas Adeshin's verb. Whatever's Nikar, not considered the Vera Brer. Atkan the Maritat, as quoted in the Bar Heitev. And we last time around, we looked in the Maritats, and that's not what he said. That's not what he said. How this happened, I don't understand. The Bar Heitev is a very reliable sefer, and when he quotes someone, the general assumptions is quoted accurately. But somehow over here, the citation of the Maritats seems to be not quite accurate. I've written down in front of me what the Maritats actually said. Oh, let's see. So the Maritats is as follows. The reason why it's permissible is Ein Brere Bulach, as it was quoted. And the reason is, quote, the derech to remove psolas midavalach is do be a mishamer. We discussed yesterday, mishamer is a sieve. That's mishamer, ochem mitok psolas. But to take it out with your hand from a double lach is not a borer, because it's not the normal way of doing it, nor is it a mishamer, because you're not using a sieve. And the Bar Heitev is giving a whole different pshat, Rabosai, in the Maritat, different than what he said. Very strange. Very strange. Now, it's interesting that the Maritat, as we have it, Rabosai, indicates that it is a tyrovis. The opposite of what the Be'er Be'er, of course. Be'er says, no, it's not a tyrovis, for Boru. But the way we have the Maritaz, to the contrary, it is a tyrovis. It's a tyrovis. But the question becomes, but the Maritaz is right. Leave out the Maritaz. The Maritaz is right. What kind of Boru is this? It's Kvar Boru. So the Chazon Ish was bothered by this kasha. He had a famous answer. Chazon Ish said, quote, Hayayin shemetapeach al guf hazvuv shem tarovis aleho. So if you take the fly by itself, what are you a borer? You borer the yayin shemetapeach al gufo ben snapirov. If you borer that wine for the rest of the other wine. Therefore, what do you do instead? You take a lot of the more, as the Taz said, you take more. And since you take more of the mashka with it, and whatever's left behind has nothing to do with the original zvuv, so it's permissible. This is the pshat in the Taz, according to the Chazon Ish. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Aleph, Al Ken Shenofel Zvuv O Davaracha V'Machal U'Mashke Lo Yosir HaZvuv Bebiyah Ben-Mikli Dehavi Borer Psolus Me'Ochel Al Yikach Tzatz V'Namachal Gam Me'Amachal O HaMashke Imo V'Yizro Kusetzo Taz. The Taz is quoted in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Aleph. However, the Chazon Ish has a very major, major limitation. A limitation. He says, as a Chazon Ish, that the only time this is mutter is in a case in which, as the Barhetha correctly pointed out, there really isn't any tarovs. Because the Zvuv is Borov Yomid. Only one thing. At the point of contact, we called this yesterday, tarovas with Mokal Mago, which is what the post can talk about in the context of peeling. It touches at one place, that's considered to be a tarovas at that one place, and it's prohibited to separate the two at that one place. At that one place. Okay. And the source for this concept of tarovis b'moko mago, it has to come from somewhere. Who said it first? Where does it come from? So if you look over here, again, in our simon, in simon shin yutes, the Mogan Avraham says that he's not sure whether this should be an Easter, because it's not really Mu'urav. He says, "Ev shel lo shayach breil b'dorma mu'uravim, avol hocha l'chud akoy." He's not sure about this very point. He's not sure. So this is the Magen Avraham himself is goes back and forth. Ma'akol lechatchila, and that's the Magen Avraham Shitoso mentioned yesterday. Appealing is considered an Easter of Borer. Terobis Magen Mago, and so to over here, the wine which is between the wings, if you will, of the fly, which is considered to be disgusting, no one would want to drink that, and the rest of the wine are connected at one point, that's called Tarovis and Mokom Ago. So the male, it's not a real Tarovis, the only time it's prohibited to be borrowed from a Tarovis and Mokom Ago is Mokom Ago. If you do it in a different place, this way or this way, no violation. However, what will be if there are many flies, 100 flies, 20 flies, I don't know, are swarming around the soup. Flies, it could be other items which are, you know, disgusting, and even the water touching is disgusting. Then is the Chazon Ish, no heter whatsoever. That's a tarovis mamish. A tarovis mamish, it's prohibited to be borer psolos v'toch ochel, even if it's not b'mokol mago. Because the whole thing is considered one big tarovis. That's the psak of the Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Gimel. That's what he says. The problem is, we mentioned you before, the Taz makes no such limitation. Because the Taz, I quote again, in the end of Simon Shin Yutes, says Loyotzi as zvuvim, no flim as zvuvim, plural with no limitation. No limitation. You get an impression from the Taz that he holds a chiddush. If you remove the psoles with a significant part of the ochel and leave the rest of the ochel behind, that's not considered to be an iser of borer. That's what everybody tells us to the Taz, whereas the Chazish didn't like that at all. So he learned his way. It's only Taros Makam Al Go with one zvuv, but here it says zvuvim. Maybe it means two zvuvim. Mir Rav Shnayim, two zvuvim and a whole pat of soup was also considered not a full tarovis. Perhaps that's how we understood. Okay? Fine. This is what the. Fine. And the Chazon Ish was analyzing the Maritat. It was based on the citation of the Bereite, which is unfortunately inaccurate. You got it on the screen if you recall. Don't trust me. Don't talk about all these sources again. Adkan, this is a very thorny issue of a fly or flies falling into the soup. It's complicated. It's not a simple matter at all how to relate to this situation. Let's give a number of other highlights of this matter. Don't want to spend too much time, but this case is an important case. The closest thing we have to this idea, Rabosai, of taking off part of it and leaving a mixture behind, if you will, it's found in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Take a look quickly. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, last two lines. Where Papa Shafu Shikha Mimana Lamana. Rashi, Kolecha de Tani Lushan Shavi Benachasu, Papsolas Nisha Beshulia Kli. I will pour from Kli A to Kli B. I'll go slowly. Kli B will be completely clean of all the psolas on the bottom. The sediment will be left in the bottom of the beer. And Kli B is completely clean. Fact the Gemara, Ikanitzotos. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. Ketanos, ani shofos b'achrona b'toch ha-psola shekorin b'raish v'ano muchon d'boruhu. In other words, at the very end, you take the top part of the clear comes off, and it was never mixed in with the sediment. But the last droplets, nitzotos, were mixed in with the sediment. How do you pour them off? Answer the Gemara, nitzotos d'ra papa lo chashibi. Zok Rashi, the last line, Eino makbel nitzotzos kol kach, uchshevagiel nitzotzos, mashlichen upsoto nechutz. Utchilas shviyosim en apsolas niker delav boreru. It's not called borer at all. Okay? And the Torah says, she'em en apsolas. Different girsos, whether she'em belongs or doesn't belong. It's hard to know. Whatever may be. Oh, you see here, what happened? That a big container full of beer, the top half was clean, you remove the top half, it leaves the bottom half behind, which has both the beer and the sediments. Half, whatever small percentage you have to leave behind. It's called in Shulchan Aruch over here, in Sif Yudalit, right in front of us. Muto la'aros benachas mikli lechaver levashi yizork sheyifsok hakiluach u'maschin l'erem nitzotzos ketanes anishofos b'achrono. So Rapsolas, Yafsik Vyanitim and Mashmorin, Shimloyasakane, Hananit Sotus Muchi Shuborer. Okay. That's what says it. That's what says over here. Then in the Shulchan Aruch of the Gemara, it's found in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalit. Oh. Fine. Again, the Magen Avraham of the Shitasa that peeling is considered to be a borer. There are those who disagree. We spoke about it yesterday. They don't consider it to be borer because they don't hold the tarobas from Malcolm Mago. They deny the whole thing. They just say it's not true. Oh. Fine. But what emerged so far is that we think that the machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim is taking the fly out of the soup itself and iser of borer. Leave out the chazanish chiddush of the wine on top of the fly's wings. The fly itself. The way you read the Berhetev, no, because it's discernible. But the real truth back to Maritats is yes, because you have a different reason. Now, then give that reason why it's permissible. It's a bit of a problem. It's a bit of a problem. And that Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that although the Taz is matir, we saw, if you take, what is the Lashon? Yigap and Amashke Ktsasi Mohem, a little bit, the Shmir Shabbos recommends to take Harbe. Harbe. Harbe means what? If you take Harbe, so what you take out cannot be characterized as Psolus. On a simple level, what it really means is you're going to drink part of it. If you're not going to drink any of it, it's right in the garbage. So what is that? What does that really mean? If it's Borer Gomer, Sas Mashke won't help. That's the Chazon Ish said. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah Sama Chalaf that we saw, let's read it one more time. Lo yosir azvu ben biya ben bekli, tavi borab solos miochel, al yikach tzas gamay amachal amashke imo, ve Yisroch. It's enough to take tzas. What's pshat? It's enough to take tzas. What's the case? Enough to take tzas. What do you mean? Why should it be enough to take a small amount? So, again, we can understand that this relatively small amount would suffice in this particular circumstance. Perhaps it's not considered a violation of Borer. This particular case, this particular reason, but he says it's better to take a lot. It's better if you don't rely on a little, you take a lot. Take a lot, which presumably means you're going to actually use something of what you took out. That would be better. The Shmir Shabbos' expression is "Noch on the Hotzi Harbe." What does Harbe mean? It's not called psalms you took out. Presumably means you're going to eat something about it. Because if it's real borer, tzas wouldn't be enough. Chazon Ish says, only enough, Rabosai, in tarovus b'mokom ago. Because then, if you don't cut it, at mokom ago, no Yisur of borer. And Shlomo Zalman explains the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Aleph, when the zvuv is on top, on the very top. So, Mikra din, the bar hetiv is correct, no Yisur borer whatsoever. So then it's enough to take tzas. It's interesting, the Shmir Shabbat is a kasha, because in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Siman Tov Kuf Dalet of Kof and Chof, Paskins, you can take pirurim, which is the unwanted globs of flour, which stuck together, from the rest of the flour, the im ma'at kemach. There, it's a tarobis for sure. The globs all over the place, not just one. Perhaps we can be making only on yontif. Remember, yontif borer mikra din is mutter. Mikra din is an ochel nefesh melacha. Perhaps then, even though although the lashon there in the hilchos yontif, the motion is borer b'hilchos Shabbos, doesn't sound that way at all. Halacha lemaaseh, Rabbosai, ekelei tal pasens like the taz, to throw a zvuv with a little bit of mashke without any shaila. Against the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe and his sitter, who wasn't willing to rely upon the Taz. Now, what's the Svar of the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe? We don't view you as Borer Ochel Mitok Ochel. Because whatever you have in your hand, even though you took a little bit extra, you're going to throw into the garbage. So it's going to be labeled as Psolus. So you're stuck. So what did the Rebbe suggest, Rebbe Osai? The Rebbe suggested that you keep pouring out more and more and more until the fly falls out. The fly falls out. According to Al Rebbe Lishos from yesterday, Shia, that's called Ochel Mitok Psolus. You're left with the remainder in your hand. That's his demand. Ochel Mitok Psolus. off the Rebbe's sheet. It's called biyad. Because even though you're using a utensil, that's just to help you out a little bit. It's not really doing the selection process. You spoke about it already yesterday. Fine.
Rabbi, just to clarify,
sure.
According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, would one be able to take, let's say, a spoon and guide the fly to the top of the mashke, so when it pours out, the fly will pour out sooner?
Good question. You don't want to lose all the soup, so you want to move the fly over, so that's going to be the first thing to go overboard. Overboard! Fly overboard! You know?
Yeah.
I think it probably should be mutter, because you're just pushing it, you're not being able to bore it at all. The mukta shall be pushed with the only with the back of the other spoon or something like that. I think it would be more to do with it.
What about holding back?
What?
What about holding the fly in the ritual bowl and then throwing off the whole
spoon? The rest. So the rabbi would never allow that because that's psalms to hold, caught in. Caught the Mogan Avram, we spoke yesterday, but that's all with psalms. I'm just with the rabbi's own personal sheet, I'm not saying. Those who are Chassid Lubavitch have to follow that. But the rest of us have different opinions. Both sides. Again. Oh. Fine. Good. Okay. So this is some of the issues, not all the issues, which pertain to flies. There are many more issues which relate. I'll just give you some of them. I can't give you all of them. But before I go off the topic, I have to come back to the fly topic. We spent a lot of time on the fly topic. I really don't want to get into it. Again, but there is a question in general terms. That has to be analyzed in terms of one fly versus many flies. Let's analyze that. One fly. The machlekes within the Chazon Ish, who says it's only a tarobas of makom magol. What does that mean? Is it floating on top or submerged inside? Some say if it's submerged inside, the whole thing is one big tarogus. This is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted, a nephew of Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Shver, Reb Yashiv Zatzal, is quoted saying the reverse. One fly is not a tarogus, even if it's submerged. A pshara on both sides. Is by another nephew of Chazon Ish, Mr. Karelet Shlita, where he says it depends if it's a clear liquid or a opaque liquid. If it's clear, so then it's obvious, even if it's down. If it's not clear, you have to look for it. If it's opaque, then it's going to be considered a tarobas, if it's floating on top, then not. And if Mr. Karelet is further quoted as saying, look, we said only one fly. But what if it's a big pot, a humongous pot, bigger than my desk. And there's two flies, that's already considered a tarobis? No. No. On the contrary, it's a very small cup. Could be even one or two flies is already considered a tarobis. And if they're all, more than one, or maybe more, but they're all floating on top, may depend on the previous question we had before, but maybe the other way around. The chai might consider it to be mutter, and the shirk might consider it to be awesome. Fine. Enough for the flies. I don't want to spend too much time on flies after this. Good. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss two important questions. One is a discussion which is found in the Bir Halacha, which we sort of glossed over. We have to get to it right now. The Bir Halacha discusses in Siv Gimel, the Ramaskal Hoyu. Okay, if you have a chance, Rabosai, give a look. In Siv Gimel, the Ramaskal Hoyu. See what it says. Shin Yotes. Hayu lefanam shnei min yochlin. Said to be halacha. Primegadim istapek. Dimbira min echad mechaveru v'dabal aniach shnei min yachaz manam. Im shayim was a brayer. Dehei ochel vei psol es. Rebosai, we saw in Tosh Yassi and Ayin Dalet. That you're too many yochlin, you want one or the other. So the one that you don't want, called psolus. Neither is psalus. You want them both for later on. Says the Berlochi, in my opinion, according to the Rambam, what's the Brera? Sheborer min echad mechavero vayadei zehu komin b'fnei atzmo zehu etzim ha-malacha. A Except, if you want to eat one of them, it's derech machal. That's the case of kavachom. If you leave one of them, it's called brera. Kavachom, you leave both of them. Whoa. This is a fundamental dispute about the nature of the din of borer, shnei, mine, ochlin. If you learn, like the prima donna, like Tosfos, that the nature of the Yisur is, one's ochel, one's psolos, he can be made with this. There's no psolos over here. You can eat them both later on. But if you learn, like the Be'alacha, you get a different verb. Not, we saw this word yesterday. Not ochel and psolos. No psolos at all. No. The lach is the mere separation of one from the other is an independent violation of borer. And the intentional violation of borer, if it's going to be osur, if you use one now and one later, kal v'chomer is going to be osur if you're using them both later. That's just worse. So therefore, that would be prohibited as being even worse. That's a whole different story. It's machlokes between the prima donna based upon Tosfos and the Be'alacha based on the Rambam. So it's going to be machlokes Tosfos and Rambam on this very nekuda. That's a fundamental issue. What do we mean shnei menyochim? We call one psolus, and if you can't, it's going to be mutter. But it's a different kind of a din. If you borrow one din from the other, that itself is an independent prohibition. And this relates to another interesting question of Osai. The following question: what will happen if somebody takes food and he wants to use it for later on, but the later on is still during the meal? We spoke about the idea that during the meal is still considered to be lialter, according to Apsak. Okay, but here, the case they gave it, you're taking out the meat from the cholent, you can have the meat, half an hour later for the next course. Cholent is like an appetizer. So Moshe wants to be mocked by such a case. Even though the meat is within a half an hour, it's still sitting at the table. So if you removed good from bad, it should really be permissible. But even though it's in this particular case, you want to have it later on, but right now it's bad. Because right now you don't want it. That's your Moshe's chumra. Right now you don't want it. You want the potatoes and the beans. You don't want the meat right now. Other posts will say, no, you can't say that. Because it is the altar. It's within the meal, Rabosai. And within the meal. And therefore, the only avera is, if you separate two minim for the achazman, it's not the achazman. It may depend again on the Tosin Ram. I'm not going to go into all the details right now. Okay, Rabosai, again, we have a bit of a time crunch. Let us go to discuss the following question. We started speaking about the issue of someone who takes a little bit away and leaves the rest. Came up with the flies. Let's go right to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says if a person is borer tsroros kol hayom, but there's still some pebbles up at the end, he would not be chayav. But Beferish Yerushalmi. Get the pressure from there. You didn't do the job. You didn't finish. You didn't make the wheat pebble free. So if you didn't make the wheat pebble free, you haven't really achieved the malacha borer, and you'd be potter. That's enough for the Yerushalmi. The Beferish Yerushalmi, black and white, a Yerushalmi. Now, it is true that this is discussed over here in the B'alacha, Sif Yud Gimel. Give a look. Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Gimel. Okay. Bit of a discussion. It's a discussion in a few different places. Let's see if we can find the initial discussion. It comes up in more than one place. Let's see. Hold on a second, please. the original source of the is really a again I said it before, it's a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi. Okay. What's the Rishami? What's the Pure Lacha say? The Divya arrive in a move of Baran Mashma. The Emeno Mahadek Vachozek. The Yuchlu Ktsas Kismet Vikashim Lava Derachshon. The Wasser Bazet. Finished. He didn't complete the process of ferreting out all the psolis. And the Tur doesn't say that. It's a machlokos between the Raven and the Tur. So writes the Bir halacha. This is the shaila which the Prima Gadim has. Truly, Rishami says, if you take rid of all the pebbles, there's no Issa Doraisa. There's Issa Dorabona. So we're suggesting over here now that if the machlokas, the Tur and the Raven, is there a Issa Dorabona in such a case or not? But the Eglei Tal is a very famous piece. Eglei Tal says two things. Number one, the poskim left out the Yerushalmi. Except for the Ozerua, everyone's left it out. What's the Yerushalmi saying one more time? You take that pebbles, you leave some behind, you're not chayish. It's not found in the poskim. Number two, look at this Ramah. Look at this Ramah for a second, Rabosai. It's a shocker. It's in the very last Ramah in Shinyu Test. Last one, take your time. Harokek baruach b'shabes, haruach mefazer barok. How can it be? It's against the Farish Gemara. What the Farish Gemara? The Gemara is discussing what counts towards the Lamed Tes Malachas. Right, what does, what's in and what's out. The last line on Gimel Beis. Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakeid. So Rashi, what's the Tzadash of it? The Mafresh Olkum and Apsolus. A person spits into the wind. It's not mevach. It's not separate off from psol. We're talking about. Sure enough, the Bialacha points out the Kiveger was wondering about a person who's pouring out water. It's according to the Rishalmi. Everyone left out the Rishalmi. We don't agree with the Rishalmi because Zoras came borrowed with our psol b'toch ochel. Kulo psolus. Someone spits. There's no chiv of Zora. How do you like that? So the question is enough for the Yerushalmi. Says that they tell the whole shtickle Torah. I can only tell you some of the highlights. The Yerushalmi is the Shittoso. The Yerushalmi holds if you leave some of the pebbles behind, you're not in violation of the Yisra of Borer. Every Zorah leaves things behind. Every single case of Zorah, you leave the pebbles behind. That's why Borer comes later. So therefore, the Yerushalmi was compelled to have a new interpretation of Zorah. Wind spread something out. An aerosol can't be Zorah, according to the Yerushalmi. But according to the Bavli, Rabbi Osai, according to the Bavli, it's not that way. The Bavli holds that Zorah is a psolus of Tochokel, and therefore, it's against the Yerushalmi. Just as Zorah doesn't get rid of all the psalms in Yechayim anyway, because he got rid of most of it, so too in the case of Borah, he got rid of most of the pebbles, he would also in Yechayim. That's why the poskim left out the Yerushalmi of spinning being Chayimish from Zorah, and the Shittos left out the poskim of the Yerushalmi, that you take out some of the stones, the pebbles, you'd be part of, no! You pass it, you would be Chayim. That's a very big Kiddush, Eglei Tal. I don't think the other poskim agree with him. I don't think they agree with him. I don't think so. Zorah doesn't take care of everything. Doesn't matter. That's a lot of loch al moshe. That's a lot of smach shemes. You do it in the past. You take away the chaff that blows away. That itself is considered melachas afrod, even though some things are the pebbles and other things are left behind. At that stage, you'll be in a separate av melacha. Yes, Bor is a complete separation of all the psalas, and Zoras is partial. It's partial. Hope it's okay. It didn't get damaged.
No,
precious stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. So that being the case, Rabbosai, it seems we could argue that even though there's still pebbles left behind, but the Zohar got rid of all the chaff. Okay. That would be a separate, but I'm not going to the whole pimple of the Egelet Tal. Just letting you know that there were two Yerushalmis, Egelet Tal says that the Shitosa, we don't pass them like either of them, but not everybody agrees to what the Egelet Tal says. Not everyone agrees at all. Some disagree with him. Okay. And even if they agree with Kivege, that the Yerushalmi about Zora, that's not Shalok Halacha, the wrong definition, against Babli Ayin Gimel Beis. But as far as the other part, you take some of the psalms out, that the Babli said, Rishonim, you would not be chai, maybe Taka would be passing that way. It would be also the Rabbonim, presumably. Primigunim is Mesubach. But it may not be a Daraisa in such a case. Don't know for sure. Again, it sounds like the Machlokas is Osir or Mutter, 2 days in Pi'alocha, and Sifid Gimel. The Egle Tal claims La Locha, you actually would be chayeh. Because we don't pass like the Yerushalmi at all, it's a shtickle turtle of the Zohar. Not, we don't necessarily follow that. We don't know. Now, the Kabbalah case we spoke about a few minutes ago, now you took Psolus out and left Ochel behind. No, you took Ochel out, but some Psolus is still mixed into it. That was a shtickle we had before with the Zvum, you take it to the Mashke, Tzatz Mashke, Harbi Mashke, as we spoke about before. So all these are somewhat complex questions, Rabbi. So again, we're discussing some of the issues, but only briefly, because we just don't have all that much time to discuss all these issues. Okay. Now, having said this, we have to go to another issue. So, Mefurash Mishnah, and Daf Kuf Mem, a Mishnah, Mefurashes. How do we pass in this? How do we handle it? Ein shorin, or ein sholin, esak hashinin, v'lo shafin also. What does that mean? So on a simple level it means, you're not permitted to wash off fruits on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. That's a push-up shot. You may not wash off fruits on Shabbos. Okay? That's what it sounds like. Is it really true? Well, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sivches. See what it says. Everybody open up. Sivches. Ein Shorin Es HaKarshinin Hanashem Meitzit Mayim Aleim B'Bekli G'dil HaAsir HaPsolos V'lo Shofen HaSan B'Yad HaAsir HaPsolos The Havelay. Oh, we caught a break. Kibore. Oh, Kibore. You know what the famous Kof Kibor means that, well, at least it doesn't seem to be a daraisa. Kibor. That's what it says. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Bor. Kibor sounds like the Rabbanan against Rashi. Pashup Shah. Okay. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look in the Sharatzin, Sivkot L'chop Aleph, the Rambam left it out. Apparently, it's a mission differently. Are they a shriya who mashna uchlo or mitrach biuchlo? It's a machlokas naf kuf nun vav, which is he assumes to be a separate violation, not connected to any one of the lamed tes malachas. The simple way that he seems to be reading this din, not one of the lamed tes malachas. Not so simple. Very possible, Rabbi Osai, that the Rambam understood these rabbinical prohibitions not to be separate prohibitions, but to be subsumed under one of the Lamed Tes. You know, the Rambam always tries to put every single Rabbon as much as possible. Shouldn't be just freestanding. Should be connected to one of the Lamed Tes. So that's another possibility over here within Shitas Rambam. That's not a separate violation. But then that's Kufnun Hei, you'll see whole discussion. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos and it allows you to put your fruit under the sink, have the water get rid of the dirt and the junk and the who knows what, the various liquids that are put on it to protect from insects, all kinds of things which you wouldn't want to imbibe. He says it's mutter. Where's the raya from? You can wash dishes! If you can wash dishes, why can't you wash apples? Well, there is a much earlier citation in Shmir Shabbos. This one is from Harod and Beis, goes back to Har Zion, where he says, listen carefully, Rabbi Osai, that we're not going to consider washing the dishes to be a problem of Borer, because it always gets dirty and gets clean and gets dirty and gets clean all the time. You're not called a Borer, you're called a cleaner. That's a famous lush of the Shulta Giborim. It depends upon Lush of Be'odim. If it's considered Menaka and not Borer, it should be considered permissible. The question would that apply to fruits? Very likely not. You don't reuse fruits. You reuse dishes. You don't reuse fruits. Keep that in mind. Bottom line, Abosai, there's room to be makil in this shaila. As a matter of fact, there are a number of other riots, which the brush yudches, and you can pour water over a fish, right? Get rid of the excess salt on it. You can pour water over a piece of meat to get rid of the blood on top of it. It's just cleaning it off. We don't do that as boring. Oh. Seems, Rabbi Osai, that the Avodah Mishnah, Karshinim is unique. Back to our old Aruch HaShulchan. Karshinim means a very, it's an animal food. Very many, very small items. Aruch HaShulchan said that the more there are and the smaller they are, that would be make a violation. But just to rinse something out seems to be permissible from many sources. As a matter of fact, the Shemir Shabbat goes further and says, it's better to hold it under the sink and have the water flow over it as opposed to putting it into a bowl of water. Why? Because Rav Moshe says to rinse the fruits is like peeling them. Well, you're getting rid of the outside peel of dirt. You'll add a peel of fruit for immediate use, as opposed to soaking them, which would be potentially more problematic. If you look carefully, you see there's room to be made even there. Now, this issue is the subject of a dispute, as I said before, among the various Gedolim. Some say Mutta, some say Yosef. It's a bit, as I said before, it's a bit complicated. I want to try to analyze some of the Shitas. Can't discuss all the Shitas, but some we can. As follows. We have over here the following citation, which I'd like to share with you. There are those who interpret Rabbi Osai that the Isser is only if you're Meshavshef underwater. The combination. And Shorin and Meshavshef means you do both. You put underwater and you start scrubbing. That would be a problem. Anything less than that perhaps would not be a problem, at least according to some of the Mefarshim. Again, not everyone agrees to this, but some of the Mefarshim agree to it. And this is found again in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And an additional opinion also in this topic that says, at the very least, as I said before, if you have one fruit, I'm not discussing a small little fruit such as blueberries, but one apple under the sink, it's no more chomer than a peeling process. A peeling process. Why should that be a problem? Why should it be a problem? They're washing dishes, some of us make that comparison. Fine. So again, this is a thorny topic, but that's our custom to be somewhat lenient in this respect. Even though, as I said to you before, there are those who are machmer, especially in a case where it's blueberries, things are under a bowl, And some are making that said even there, and most poskim say that you're only rinsing it for hygienic purposes. And if you push came to shove, you would just wipe it off with a towel, just eat it the way it is. Then there's much more room to be made. Because most people are not so makban on this. You can't see the psolus. If you wouldn't have any water, presumably you'd manage and eat it anyway. That's some poskim say. Okay? We'll stop with this discussion of this topic because there's many more topics to go. We already spoke of Osi a little bit. I want to come back to it again briefly. The Gemara Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph. He threw this stuff. So Shlomo Zalman said, you see from here, that I can take stuff, throw it. The throwing itself is not a violation. It didn't involve any selection of looking carefully. I just threw it blind with my eyes closed. And once I achieve that separation of the various items from one another, there's again no violation. Shlomo Zalman, though, he does have a little bit of a hesitation, because in the case of the Gemara, Reuben's throwing it out, and Shimon is then picking it out. As opposed to the case of Reuben does both, obviously Shlomo Zalman is a little bit less comfortable. Maybe he's afraid in that kind of a case we treat it as one long act of Bora. He's not sure. Rabbi Eliashiv is quoted as saying, yes, it's treated as borer, because it's one long act of borer. It's borer biyad, you threw it. And therefore the din is going to be, it's mutl li'alter, based on the Gemara. Gemara says mutl li'alter. But it'll be also the achas mat. Baruch HaShavah says, no. If borer means selection, you didn't select it, you just threw it. Het the gumbo. There's no malacha whatsoever. If you learn that the nature of borer is the fact that you had two intertangled objects, and now they became untangled, even though I didn't do any selection on my own, it just happened that way, then of course there may be a problem here as well. And they call it what's called a maise arichto. It's one long thing. So it's a problem, according to some posts. Other posts say, no, each step is independently permissible. And to do one step, one after the other, is also permissible. But relates to this question, what's the nature, the very nature of the iser of borer? Is it necessary selection process, or just the fact that the de facto the items are separated from one another? Relates to the following related question. Can I close my eyes and take whatever I want? No? Certain case, if you close your eyes, no? I'll close my eyes, reach in, and pull out whatever comes into my hand. The expression we use for that is likach mikol habo liyodo. What is the halachic status of someone who does that? Closes his eyes, puts his hand in, and takes out. What's it in such a case? So Shmir Shabbos is like this. I had a bunch of forks, knives, and spoons. I just take a hand, and then I feel my hand. I wipe them all off, and I put each one in its own drawer. Forks, knives, and spoons. He thinks that should be head to gum. What if it's already pre-dried. I just take those in my hand, and then separate it. That's awesome. What's the difference? It is no act in between. Again, it's a maisa richta. So from the very beginning, when my eyes were closed and I wasn't selecting anything, my eyes were closed, we combined that act with your future act of putting them in three different drawers of forks, knives, and spoons. The whole thing together, we integrate, becomes an act of borer. This is the opinion of many poskim. Maisa richta. Others disagree? I say no. The first part is permissible, the second part is permissible. We don't put them together. That's a matter of halachic dispute. It reminds that we spoke about it a few minutes ago, but it's sort of the same general idea where the poskim are fighting. Do you put things into one continuum, or do you view them separately. And this relates to the following shayla, Rabbosai. A person wanted to take ochel mitoch psalos by mistake. He put psalos in his hand. Must he do tshuva? So the Aruch HaShavah says no. 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 The Sfasemus goes further and says, not only if I was aiming for the ochel and I took the psalos by mistake, I put my hand in blind. Put it in. Psalos. No tshuva necessary. He didn't do anything wrong. The Shvitz and Shabbos disagrees. And that's this Delamdus. The Shvitz and Shabbos says, look, you know in advance you may take the psalms. If you take if you unfortunately did it, you would be in violation. It's an amazing word, the Shvitz and Shabbos. If you plan to put the bad one back into the pile, you're not in violation. How can that be? Retroactively cancel the violation. I reached my hand in, took out the bad one. Oh, I'll throw it back. How does that help? I think this is the answer on both sides. If that's what you're doing, you're closing your eyes, taking one out, and if it's bad, you put it back, and keep going until you get the good stuff, then we're going to characterize the entire process as a derech achila. Well, you're introducing an ochel mitoch, interested in the ochel mitoch psalos. Yes, in a couple of bumps in the road, get the wrong stuff, throw it back. If you don't throw it back, we cannot view what you're doing as ochel mitoch psalos. Maybe that's the pshat. Not that you're going to undo it retroactively. No, that was a violation in the first place. The Shmir Shabbos and others suggest, what if I know the chances are overwhelming? I'm going to end up with psalms. Because the much more psalms than ochel. Then perhaps you should not be allowed to just reach your hand in. You're probably going to end up with the psalms and not the ochel. How can you call it derech achila? On the other hand, because Rabbi Yoshev and Mr. Karelitz are mekil. And the reason is because you don't care if the psalm is left over. All you want is the ochel. That's what you want, the food trail. That's all you want. That's a shayla. That's an interesting, another sub question within this question, which the poskim talk about. All right, that's what it says. Now let's talk tachlis, Rabosai. You're invited to a Shalom Zacha. I'm invited to a Shalom. Who's invited to a Shalom Zacha this Friday night? Only me. You're all invited to a Shalom Zacha. I got my feet. It's already Wednesday. It's more than half hour. Huh? No, but your community or something. No, because you have two. He has two. He outdid me. He has two shows up. You're in five towns. I could five. You can't compare. Okay, two. So let's say it's cold. You know, sometimes it's hot, it's cold, and a pile of coats. Everyone throws a coat onto the bed, you know, these piles of coats. And now I come in, I want to leave. Go to the second show up. And then my coat's under a pile, yay high. I'm going to find it. What am I going to do? So this is a discussion which we spoke about in the Bir Halacha. Talks about this question. Okay? This question. Let's take a look a little bit over here. Simon Shin Yud Tes. Let's look. Here we go. Sif Gimel Lemaskel Lecho. He talks about the following Shiloh. Second wide line. It's all Tzricha L'Gufa because it now called Min Misyapeh when you move the other one. That's only in Haminim Mo'ravim Yachad. Kol Min Bechaveh, V'nitzkan Amin Ha'ilei Beres Chaveh Mimen. Hashem Kem K'shemunach B'k'ora Min Echad Al Min Shalamata Mimen. Piled up in a pile. U'misalek La Min Shalamata La Gila Min Shalamata Mimen. Lo shayach was a tikkun shenikra melacha tzricha legufa. Yosef nire. If you listen to the rabbanon, lo shayach was a. He made sure the gufa would be chayev. Why? Moravim. It's not moravim. It's not moravim. I want to be dochen and consider moravim one on top of the other. No. When are you machmek shem v'salka melamal v'data v'brei raso? Then the nichol achazman. The yours is moving cloud brayer and new chalam of the mikri bin locha gam locha tzirah legufa. Pastor Rosa Mechino lachazman. Losh na yom. Zeh, rachafon. Avon eino choshev odoso cloud. Rak shirotza la siro kidei. Lagia lemin shalamata mimenu. That's not called bora cloud. It's an example. Say this nachash. It's just misasek. Not called nothing. I know it's arguing with the Rambam. So whatever. Ben Tzvi Lagufa, at the very least, next to the last line, he says, "Eyes of the Rabbanon, make of the Shmokom Hezek." And then you know not why. Next page, we saw this yesterday. But the true Bais Hamikdash says, as long as it's Nika, it shouldn't be Yisur at all. He's only Mach Melechatchila because if Eiv Shav Daraisa, Ein Tzvi Lagufa, no Shav Daraisa. That's how the Be'alocha ends this long piece. On top of page 280. He's talking about our case. Fundamentally, it's our case. So the Ayil Meshulash, the same we'd like to use, says this is even less than Tarovas of Mokom Ago. Is what he calls Tarovas. He created a new term. Tarovas Shchavos, of different layers. Different layers. This should be, he says, Heter Gomer. Different layers should be Heter Gomer. And therefore, there's room to be mekel, even if you hold, like the Magen Avraham, that there's a tarovas and mokom ago concept when it comes to peeling, etc. There, it's organically connected. Here, it's just one on top of another. So there, he wants to say that there's no violation based upon the Mishnah Berurah. As long as Bilach, they're trying to get yours out, and not trying to make the rest just sort of push to the side. Push to the side. Like even when it comes to socks, which are much smaller than coats, he says over there, the poskim say you can move the socks to the side of the drawer until you find the one, the pair that you're looking for. That you're looking for. Because, you know, that's just pushing to the side. You're not making the pile any more nice. The word misyape wouldn't really apply. What'll happen though if the eyes are really in the taros, the luck would not necessarily be makel, and it would perhaps be prohibited to move your coat to the side and get the other one. And if you want to just close your eyes and just take like this, okay, that's the shadow we spoke about earlier. Seems to be we can be makel halacha lemaisa. Why? Because after all, according to the Osamech, there's no concept bichlal of bor when it comes to things of the size of the god. Nah, nothing. Therefore, there's a room to be lenient in this regard. Okay, we have another minute or so. I don't have an accurate watch here. I just want to mention we're going to start with tomorrow. Tomorrow, and again, starting regular time, 10:45, Thursday's schedule, the first part of the show will be finishing up bor. Hope it won't take too long. Then we're going to talk about Tanis Esther and Purim. Of course, if you have any questions, you can feel free to bring them tomorrow to the Shia. But I just want to discuss this initial preview to the beginning of tomorrow's Shia, which is the very end of Shin Chof Aleph. It's not Shin Yates, let's see it now. So we'll come back to the other sources from Shin Yates tomorrow. The very, very end. What does it say over here? Very important. The last Mishnah Berurah, Pei Dalet. What does it say in the Ramah? You can peel it for immediate use, but not for later use. The Posech Ployman Shizifim. What's Shizifim? No? No one knows? Plums. Vizorek Agarinim Akoshim Lenir Chachazman. It's Boreh. And Tapuchim, maybe it's also as well. Here's the last line. Watch the last line. Avo Miyad Lepeh Shari Liteng, a new heter. Call me Yad Lepeh. The Efsher Aflaos of Suda Shari. Why? Sharatim. The Efsher bin Yanacher. Flohavi Kibor Psalms Meoch. We have so many questions about this. Number one, this heter, Miyad Lepeh, is there a basis in Rishonim for it? Make up a new thing. So he tells you to look back and Sivdal in the Berlacha Haborer. Let's show you for a second. Haborer. Where he claims it's a machlokas perhaps between the Ramban and the Rosh. You can start tomorrow Shia by saying that, woo, we're not sure that either of those two riots is compelling. And then you have to understand this Evshe bin Yanaka Svaro. We mentioned it already once before, it comes to peeling. How powerful is that? Which way does it actually go? So this and other things we have to discuss tomorrow in the Shia, the Siyata Bishmaya. And hopefully we'll finish Borer again in due course. I don't know how it's going to take it. We have to finish it because, again, we start a Schita on Monday. So when we finish that, as long as it takes, not that long, I hope, then we'll start Tainas Esther and Purim. Again, if you have any questions, we'll be free to